Hello, welcome to NGW High Voltage. I'm the camera guy, and here with me is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. You know, another week down, another week closer to the next NGW show.
Yep, we are 38 days away from NGW Madness and Mayhem on Saturday, March 15th in Muscoota, Illinois. Looking forward to it, Scott?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it's another week. And we have another match announced.
Yes, we certainly do. Announced earlier this week on NGW's Facebook page, we are going to be having Shaza McKenzie versus the lovely Miss Larkin in the next Women's Championship qualifying match. And we've seen Shaza McKenzie in action in NGW before. We haven't seen lovely Miss Larkin in action yet.
Yep, we've seen lovely Miss Larkin over at our sister promotion, IWA Productions, but this will be her NGW debut.
Yep. And the first time that we actually saw Shaza McKenzie, she was going up against tonight's guest, Lexi Green. And Lexi Green walked away with a victory in that match.
Yep. And she's already qualified, moving on in this qualification tournament. And now we're going to have another one next month. It's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah. And we're also going to be having the return of Mickey Midas going up against Dexter Roswell in a rematch for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Yep. This one, I mean, you seen what they brought the first time. And, you know, seeing what Mickey's capable of now. You know, with that little sneak attack hitting him with the belt. You know,
yeah, man, since those two competitors have actually faced each other in the ring before, last time was the first time, they've learned a little bit of each other's style, so it's going to be a little bit more of a competitive match, I would think.
Exactly, so Dexter's going to know what Mickey has up his sleeve.
Yeah, and also, it's announced last week here on NGW High Voltage, we are going to be having Pretty Boy Floyd's final match. Pretty Boy Floyd is going to be going up against Ricky Cruz. First time for the last time. The Freak versus the King of Chaos.
And I always hear that, the first time for the last time. And it's crazy that they have never had a one-on-one match. As long as careers Pretty Boy Floyd has had, and as long as the careers Ricky Cruz has had, they've never had that one-on-one match. So this is going to be their first time getting that one-on-one match, but unfortunately, it is the last time with Pretty Boy Floyd in that ring.
Yeah, and he's been with New Genesis Wrestling since the inception, and it'll be sad to see him go, but he's able to go out on his own terms.
Yep, and he scored a win at his last match in IWA Productions, him and C.W. Graves, and he was able to overcome C.W. Graves, so he's looking for to go out on a winning streak as he ends his career in New Genesis Wrestling.
Yeah, but when we had Ricky on last week, he told him not to expect a cakewalk, though.
Yep, Ricky's going to bring everything. So Floyd's going to have to step it up, you know, because Ricky's going to bring everything he's got. You know, Floyd may want that victory, but Ricky wants it just as much.
Yes. And, of course, the match that was made at our last show, Endless Winter, the TLC match between the Great Heathen Army, the FAM, and TNT for the NGW Tag Team Championship.
Yep.
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yep. And we found out was a few weeks ago, we found out that all three members of the Great Heathen Army are going to be in this match. So it's 3-on-2-on-2. So as of right now, the Great Heathen Army has that advantage with that extra person.
Yeah, that'll be a really interesting dynamic to see how the FAM will work together, how TNT will work together. Would they team up a little bit at some point to try to negate the Heathen Army's advantage, or is Heathen Army just going to walk away with this one?
Yeah, and with it being a triple threat, you know, they could take TNT out early, and it could just be the FAM and the Great Heathen Army. You know, and TNT doesn't even need to be involved in that finish to lose the titles.
Yep. First team to grab the belts or walking out with them.
Yep.
But yeah, it's going to be a wonderful show. Again, 38 days away, March 15th in Muscoota, Illinois.
Yep.
And like I said, we're going to be having Shaza McKenzie, lovely Miss Larkin, And we said earlier, Shaza, first time we saw her was also the first time we saw Lexi Green in New Genesis Wrestling. Yep. Lexi Green walked away with the win there. And Lexi is going to be our guest here tonight. Let's look over a little bit of Lexi's accomplishments. She is currently actually undefeated in New Genesis Wrestling. Current record of 3-0. She was the first to advance in the NGW Women's Championship tournament after defeating Serena Black. She is a third generation wrestler, 3CWE Women's Champion, the inaugural. So she has a chance to be another inaugural Women's Champion.
Yep.
So multiple other championships, and she has 13 plus years of experience. And lately in New Genesis Wrestling, she's been a member of the Gospel of Damnation with Preacher and Brutal Shaman.
I mean, you seen what they're starting out with. I mean, you know, Preacher captured the Lightning Division title, cashing in. We haven't seen Brujo. Brujo could be going after that heavyweight title. We don't know. And now with Lexi Green advancing in this tournament, she's one step closer to becoming the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
All right. Well, you say we bring Lexi on.
Let's bring her on.
Welcome to High Voltage, Lexi Green.
Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Scott.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Now, we'll just go ahead and start right off. As we said before, we brought you on here. You are currently undefeated in New Genesis Wrestling. You have a record of 3-0. The first time that we saw you in action was against Shaza McKenzie, and she is actually going to be in action here coming up at Madness Mayhem, going up against the lovely Miss Larkin. So you could be facing her again in another round of the tournament for the inaugural NGW Women's Championship.
Yes, I could. I mean, I do still own Shaza's heart. And if Larkin happens to win, I have something special for her too.
What is that you have there?
This is lovely Larkin right here. He wants to say hi.
Okay, that's, yeah.
I have Sid Holland in the comments. She's totally not scary at all. I'm not even a little afraid.
I mean,
I like it when they're not afraid. It's fun.
So let's go over real quick a little bit of what you've accomplished so far in New Genesis Wrestling. As we said, your first time in NGW, you went up against Shaza McKenzie. And you walked away with that victory there after a very hard-fought match. There are some action shots you putting her away at the end of the match with the pedigree.
We call that the soul snatcher.
Soul snatcher.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's a very accurate description.
Well, I mean, it's been effective so far. She's 3-0 in New Genesis Wrestling, so far it's been effective.
Of course. Every single victory that you've claimed so far has been with the Soul Snatcher. Here you are utilizing against Maddie Monarch and against Serena Black.
And it'll keep continuing until the very end. When you see my hand, mark my words.
Now, how do you feel about the possibility of facing Shaza McKenzie again in an NGW ring?
I love challenges. And Shaza, oh, is she a challenge. But games are very fun to play. And the ancestors are not pleased with the way she behaved the last time. So if she steps back into that ring with me, let's just say I won't be alone.
And you have faced lovely Miss Larkin before as well?
Plenty, plenty of times.
How have those matches gone for you?
Her little friend, Lil T, we're not friends. Sometimes she has gotten the best of me. But my little Larkin likes to make big Larkin do things beyond her control. Hence the spell of the voodoo. And if I have to bring her out by any means necessary, I will.
We got Dardar Monroe in comments saying, Lexi, you are the best women's wrestler ever.
I know. You're welcome.
I mean, you are certainly absolutely dominant in NGW right now.
Yes, and that is true.
And one thing that I've noticed during the course of your matches is that you are very well versed in utilizing the ring ropes as a weapon.
Yes. Is that a crime?
No, I think it's wonderful. You're using everything in and outside the ring to your advantage.
Anything and everything. My motto since the jump, any means necessary. I will do what is needed to get there.
Odara says the ancestors are proud of what you do, Lexi.
They are. Thank you.
Remember, everybody, drop a comment below if you have any questions for Lexi Green. And make sure you're commenting, because one of our viewers will have the chance to win a signed poster at the next show.
Now, with this qualifying match, Shaza and lovely Miss Larkin, do you have a preference, or it doesn't matter which one faces you in that ring?
Does the rules state that I can only choose one?
Well, the winner advances in the qualifying tournament. So it could be lovely Miss Larkin, or it could be Shaza. One of them moves on in the tournament.
I don't think I have a preference. I think I'm excited to watch, and I might have a little eye on that match so I can see which one just got that little bit more of oomph and dares to come at me.
Don Farmer, hail to the raging goddess, Lexi Green.
Hi, Don.
I mean, is there anybody that in NGW that you're looking forward to get in the ring with, or doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. I have came here to make a statement that I have been overlooked many, many places, and the ancestors are pissed. They are coming for everyone and anyone that gets in our way will pay.
Well, I mean, it's been proven so far, you know, every time you step in that ring, you're victorious. So, you know.
We got Dara saying she's one of the Gospel of Damnation supporters. Brings up an interesting point in that you have teamed up, it seems, with Preacher and Bruel Shaman, the Gospel of Damnation.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you have like-minded individuals that are trying to achieve the same goals, sometimes it is smart for as long as they're useful.
Now, do you have any concerns teaming up with Preacher, considering that he turned against his last partner, Savage, and wound up putting him away in a casket match that you were there to assist with?
That's what made it so fun. He decided to do what needed to be done. That's when you discover the true courage in a person, is when they are able to sit there and just do. No matter how dirty you have to get, you just do it. I like him for that.
And have you had time to talk with Brujo at all?
We communicate in a way that I don't think you would understand. But non-like-minded individuals can't really get on the frequency that we vibrate. And I would try to explain it, but just know we're in contact a lot.
Dardar would like to know who you want to wrestle in the future.
Anyone. Anyone that I have not wrestled, bring them to me. I'm on a mission this year, and we are going to go through everybody. By the time I'm done, they'll know who Lexi Green is.
Well, we already have a real good idea, at least as far as what you're capable of in the ring.
Yeah.
But it seems like when we had, well, he wasn't really on as an invited guest. He rather interrupted a few weeks ago. Preacher came on and was extremely cryptic about his overall plans with the Gospel of Damnation, but was implying very heavily that the goal is to walk away with all the gold within NGW. And you seem to be in a very good standing to accomplish walking away being the first ever NGW Women's Champion. Oh, and yes. We've seen in your card that this wouldn't be your first time being an inaugural women's champion.
No, definitely not. And see, when you work with the best, you are the best. And what better way to prove that you are the best than to take every single thing and don't stop until you do it? Is that not always the end goal?
So, out of the three matches that you've had in NGW so far, between Shaza McKenzie, Maddie Monarch, and Serena Black, which of those was the most challenging for you so far?
Shaza. 110%. Maddie's a quick one, don't get me wrong. It was hard to, took me a second to chase her, but I have never had someone as quick as Shaza that continuously kept trying to get the best of me. And I had to really, really channel in every deep part of me, all of my ancestors in order to get her. But we still remain victorious.
Now, how pleased are the ancestors to see women getting these opportunities in NGW, and how do they feel about you being able to be to have the good chance of being the inaugural NGW Women's Champion?
At NGW, the women are heard. We are noticed, we matter, and we're getting that spotlight that everyone deserves. Putting me on that path to make them all proud. We're waiting for that day to celebrate. Because here's the spoiler alert right here. It's coming. We're coming. And we will remain victorious by any means necessary.
Dardar wants to know, Lexi, what encouraged you to wrestle? And you are my queen. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
What encouraged me to wrestle was definitely my family. And that's why the ancestors are so deep within me. My roots and being able to make them and all the Greens proud, but also to make it known that I am going to make a name for myself. I am going to be remembered and I'll stand out.
Now, we had it our introduction card for you that you are a third generation wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about your family link to wrestling?
So a bunch of my, I have great uncles and cousins that are all wrestlers. However, Tommy Green, Bobby Green, Donnie Green, anyone that is familiar with them around the Tennessee, Kentucky, majorly area. However, they have traveled just as much as well. I'm, however, the first woman to actually stick with it in the family. And I think that's why I kind of have that chip on my shoulder and something to prove on top of just being able to expand. I want to take our family name even further than it's ever been.
How are you trying to distinguish yourself from the other members of your family as wrestlers?
My family doesn't believe in my witchcraft. My family thinks it's silly. My family is what people like to call country. But they laugh. Even when Uncle Tommy comes with me, he laughs at me. He doesn't believe in what I believe in. But that's okay. Because when I become the most powerful one of us all, there will be no stopping me. And I'll be at the top. Just like when I'm at the top of the NGW Women's Division.
Now, the last time we saw you in New Genesis Wrestling, you were originally scheduled to wrestle Nyx, who, due to some travel issues, was unable to make it. And you actually came out to the ring demanding a bye for the first round.
Yes. I mean, how am I to be faulted that something happened to her? I really personally feel like it was unfair that I even had to wrestle someone else. She wasn't on the list. She wasn't the one supposed to compete. I'm still trying to overturn that one.
Well,
I don't like it.
I mean, you got the victory, so it really don't matter on that. I mean, you still got the victory and you still advanced in the tournament now.
Yeah, but that spot was already mine. It was mine. Nyx was a no-show. She did not make it. That spot was mine. And then they decided to just want to give me someone else. I had to teach her a lesson too. Just like, never mind.
Yep, our CEO Phoenix Quinn, co-CEO Phoenix Quinn, came out and said that she arranged for another match for you, and she brought out Serena Black in order to face you, and that was quite an impressive match between you two. Looked like at times Serena was starting to get the edge on you, but you kind of were able to put her away there at the end.
And she was a challenge. She was a feisty, unfamiliar one to me. I liked her. Maybe we should beat her up again. Yeah, I did. But it's still all the same in the end. They are going to have to give me every single thing that they've got if they think they're going to get through me.
Now, does a situation like you experienced at Endless Winter, where your opponent is changing up on you, does that have a major effect on you or your ancestors' plans and strategies?
I mean, we do have to switch some things up. There's always preparation that has to be done. Spells that must be cast. However, I think they like the challenge more than I do sometimes. Because that's when I let them out to play more. And when they come out to play, it gets crazy.
I mean, do you prefer to have a match with somebody maybe you've had a match with in the past before, or somebody that you have never stepped in the ring with before?
It depends on the situation. I enjoy having matches with people that I've been with before to see how better they are, how much more I have to do. However, just like a kid on Christmas, we all love a new toy, and those are fun to play.
Now, I have a question about a moment that happens at times during your matches. I'm going to pull up a photo here. What is happening here when you're reaching up and your opponent kind of seems to be entranced for a few seconds?
That's when we call upon the ancestors. When it's time to seek vengeance or revenge, we call upon them. And they come in many shapes, forms. Whoever decides to come, comes out. And they come out to play. And it's fun, and I love it. And sometimes we have to keep them at bay. But when needed, we call upon. We call upon them.
So the ancestors give you guidance during the matches?
You could say that, but let me dumb it down a little bit. The ancestors take over. When the ancestors come, Lexi Green goes bye-bye, and they get full control to do whatever they please. To whomever.
Okay, Scott, is that a violation of the rules?
Well, I mean, as long as they're not in the match, I mean, no.
But she just said they are in the match.
Well, I didn't
they
see
take
no
way. Over. Is that right, Lexi? Am I understanding correctly?
One conscience mind at a time inside one body. No rules are broken.
Okay.
Well, that was your answer there, so.
So, when the ancestors, do you allow the ancestor to take over?
Yes. My body is a vessel for them. I trust them and their guidance. They've never failed me. They always have a purpose, and we listen.
That's so cool. So when I'm going to keep on this path here. So when you allow an ancestor to take over, does that result in the body? So you become a vessel at that point. Yes.
Yes.
Does that give more energy or a refresh to the vessel in terms of energy?
Power. We get so much power.
Got Scott, Sid Holland in the comments going, this girl needs a 72-hour hold in a psych ward, some meds, and a hug. I disagree, Sid.
I'm coming for you, Sid. Let me get one lock of hair.
I think Sid should be worried. Scott?
Yeah. I mean, she starts making those voodoo dolls out of your hair, and yeah. I mean,
Larkin loves it. He loves her doll.
I bet she does.
Bet she has.
I mean, why did you choose Larkin as to make the doll? Why not Shaza doll?
Larkin's had this doll for quite some time. For all the actions that Larkin has decided to take upon us. Not just me, but all of us. Shaza, her totem is a heart. I like to make totems of my opponents. Certain things that when I can't get just close enough to lay my hands upon them so that I can transfer the energy for the control over their vessels. Sometimes I need totems. Larkin needed to pay. And this was fun to stab, to be honest. But Shaza has something too. And if I need to break her heart again for the heartbreaker, I will.
Ow. I will. Some of the other women wrestlers that we've seen in New Genesis Wrestling may possibly be making an appearance within this term as well. Example, have you had any experience with Cassie Clay?
I know of her. I haven't got to lock up with her yet.
And we've also seen Ari Alexander in the past in a GW ring.
For her safety, I hope she doesn't make it through.
You've had a bit of a history with her as well?
Those Germans hurt. And I would love to give her a little payback in return, actually. But I just don't know how far she'll make it if she makes it to me.
And somebody who we haven't seen in an NGW ring, but we've seen our sister promotion IWA their ring multiple times before. Oh my goodness, my mind just blanked, and it's so embarrassing. Scott, help me out here.
Who are you talking about? That's been in.
The Siren, Scott.
Oh.
Chalance Royale.
Chalance Royale.
I feel so embarrassed.
Bring your siren song, Chalance. I have something to hush that voice up.
I mean, it seems like everybody you throw in front of her, she's got words for anybody that steps in the ring with her.
That's how we operate, Scott. That's how we all operate. Understand it or get out of my way.
Sid said she's doing it. She's in your head. Yeah, she is in my head, Sid.
Yeah.
And now there's also a good chance that you may be seeing, such as with Serena Black, some women in the NGW ring who you haven't faced before.
Sounds fun.
And that would be Wonderful. Now, when you poked the Larkin doll there for a moment, did that have any actual like effect on lovely Miss Larkin, or is there a distance limit to it?
Do you know how voodoo dolls operate?
I do not. Because
this one is one of Larkin to a T. Anything that happens to this doll, if I want Larkin to jump, Larkin jumps. If I want Larkin to hurt, Larkin hurts. That's how this works.
And you bring the dolls and totems to the matches with you?
Sometimes, if I feel I need it. I like to carry them around. Most of the times, all I need to do is get close enough.
Sid wants a voodoo doll. Of what, Sid?
If I make one of you, it'll be mine to control.
So, when you have the dolls and tomes, are you using those before the match as well to get a little bit of an edge before the bell even rings?
I cannot. Okay. I cannot confirm nor deny your suspicions. Because by the rules and by the books, I would never do anything. I know what it's
called. So, Sky, as NGW head official, how do you feel about the totems and voodoo dolls?
As long as she don't make one of me, I'm good.
Don't make me use your hair I got, Scott.
Oh, crap. Yeah. I'm good.
Okay, so let's say you make a voodoo doll of Scott and you hold the hand of Scott's voodoo doll up above a surface. Would that make it so he can no longer count?
If I choose for it to do that.
Don't give her ideas.
I have controlled. I get full control. When I control the voodoo doll.
Said I do have hair.
So, you could make Scott count to three then.
I can do lots of things. But like I said, just because I can, I would never break the rules. Lexi Green does not break any rules. Lexi Green tells no lies.
But you have your other hand behind your back.
My back was itching. Mind your business.
So, but sometimes Scott needs help counting to three.
This is true.
So you could use a voodoo doll to help Scott count to three sometimes.
If he needed the help, depending on who was covered, just holler for me, Scott. I got you.
Oh, I don't need a voodoo doll. Me, I'm good.
Okay, can we give a voodoo doll LASIK and help Scott with his vision?
Yeah.
Why did she take forever? Oh my gosh, that scared me.
Scott, I'm staring into your soul. Right?
I know. Scott. I'm looking away. She's scary in the ring. Like I.
If I need to, I will.
So quit giving her ideas, okay?
No, I think I'm going to give her some more ideas.
Be careful what you wish for.
Man. Yeah, I think we need a Scott Voodoo doll.
No. I don't think we do.
I think we definitely need a Scott Voodoo doll. We can make some use out of that. Mm-hmm. Scott, what comes after two?
Kick out. See, it takes me a second.
That was a little long there.
Yeah.
So, what?
Yeah.
Yes. So, are you planning to? I'm sure you're planning to keep a close eye on each of the next couple rounds of the NGW Women's Championship Tournament bracket.
Of course. I've got to know. I've got to plan. I've got to strategize. I have to prepare.
So it looks like you'll be watching this next match very closely between Shaza and lovely Miss Larkin.
Yes. I have my ways to keep tabs on all my opponents, especially those two.
Is there anybody that you're hoping to see show up in one of the brackets there?
Someone different from who you guys said?
Yeah.
I have had a thing about wanting to get my hands on Marty Bell. So if I happen to see that, that would be something that I would say.
Sid wants to know if we can get a Donde Voodoo doll.
Why do we need two Dondes?
I don't do favors for you, peasant.
Said he's going to hide the next time you're in a locker room. You freak him out, he's not going to lie.
Well,
Hide as best as you can. Because I will find you.
It says that if you make a voodoo doll, rip one of his beard hairs out and make a voodoo doll out of that.
Let me explain this. When I interact with someone, if you've ever encountered me, I already have what I need. I'm meticulous. I prepare for these things. And I definitely have my NGW collection.
See, both you, Scott and Sid, have said that Lexi scares you, but I don't find Lexi scary. And I find her just amazing, for one. Because she's an incredible in-ring talent. She has an incredible presence. She's downright enchanting, if you ask me.
Yeah, because you've never been in the ring with her.
And I do not plan to be.
And it's a whole different person.
Outside of the ring.
Yeah. It's a whole different person when she gets in that ring and that bell rings. It's a whole different person. And she scares me.
I
don't
afraid.
Think you should be scared, Scott.
Just a little bit afraid.
Yeah, Benny's saying he finds Lexi amazing, and it's amazing just to watch her go. I will agree with that. Yeah, Ariel's saying when you respect a woman in power, her power is comforting.
We will always remain in power. We accept nothing less. Nothing less.
Jason Heath makes me glad I'm nowhere near the ring running sound. Yo. No, it's quite a sight being right there next to the ring, seeing Lexi in action. Because a lot of times you just have an absolutely dominant control during the match.
You could say that.
I mean, now that you, if Preacher's out there, like say if you have Preacher and Brujo out there, does that help you in your match, or are they just there for support in a way?
The boys like to support if needed be. But we would never do anything that wasn't allowed. That's not the kind of people we are, Mr. Ref Man. So just remember that.
See, that's one thing I can say is that so far I have not seen the Gospel of Damnation do anything against the rules. Everything has been above board. Preacher legally cashed in his right to fight contract against TJ Kellis. He waited for the right moment to do it. And during the match between Lexi Green and Serena Black, he was outside the ring, but he at no point interfered during that match.
Yes, you are correct.
And even when there was the match between Savage and Preacher in the casket match, Lexi Green and Brujo Shaman did not make any type of appearance until that match was already settled.
He speaks the facts. The facts is all that remains when there is no proof. God.
Benny's saying it's safe to say Lexi is an absolute badass at this point. Her, Brujo, and Preacher are all badasses. I agree.
I agree. I like
it. It definitely seems like you have teamed up in a way that you are planning on just absolutely running roughshod through NGW.
I mean, that is the ultimate plan at the end of the day, is to always go through till the end when you prove that you are the best, like I've stated.
Now, Lexi, I'm not sure if you have watched our show before, but we do have a segment that we like to call shock therapy. Now, the way that shock therapy works is we ask you a series of three questions, and if you get two of the three questions right, you will actually win, for one of the viewers, a signed poster at the next NGW show.
And this is something I'm required to do to win something for someone that I don't know.
It's not required, but this is a way that you can show, you know, that even when you're not in the ring, you're still racking up victories.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Unless I change my mind.
All right. And tonight you will be playing for Don Farmer. Now, as we said on your card, you are actually undefeated in New Genesis Wrestling. So your questions tonight are going to be about other famously undefeated people. Your
Sorry,
first
John.
Question, Your first question, which of the following fictional characters is known for being undefeated in battle like yourself? A, Achilles, B, Batman, C, Superman, or D, Thanos?
Don, let's go with A. Because I really don't care.
You are correct. It was A, Achilles. He was never actually defeated in battle.
I can't believe you just made me say Batman has lost a battle.
All right. And which famous historical general never lost a battle? A, Julius Caesar, B, Napoleon Bonaparte, C, Alexander the Great, or D, Genghis Khan?
See,
Alexander the Great.
Yeah,
you are correct. You've successfully answered two out of the three questions right. So Don has won that signed poster. You want to see if you can get the third one?
I'm good.
Go ahead.
All right. Third question. In mythology, which Norse god was considered nearly invincible until being tricked into death? A, Odin, B, Thor, C, Loki, or D, Baldur?
What scares me
is that I will go down a hallway and I could see coming towards me through the hallway.
B.
You said D?
B.
B, Thor?
I don't know on this one.
The correct answer was D, Baldur. He was actually tricked into death by Loki.
I'm getting out of the place as soon as I can. I had
so congratulations, you have won that signed poster for Don.
What scared you?
Congratulations, Don.
But thank you very much for playing our game and being our guest, Lexi. And you have the doll out again.
The ancestors would like to say bye. Bye, Scott.
Oh, gosh.
See you soon. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And don't listen to him. Don't make a voodoo doll on me. I'm good. You know, we don't need to make any more voodoo dolls. If you want, you can make a camera guy one. You know, that's fine. But no voodoo doll on me.
I think. Well, Don says you're not only stunning, but you are walking oracle of knowledge.
Thank you, Don.
But I want to thank you again for joining us tonight, Lexi. Before you go, can you let the NGW fan base know where else they can see you in action?
Stay tuned on my Facebook page. That is where I try to post any recent updates about where you can catch me.
All right. Outstanding. Thank you. And we will certainly be looking forward to seeing you in an NGW ring again here soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Bye. Well, Scott.
Wow. Why did you have to bring up the voodoo doll? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I didn't have to do it, but, you know.
I know you didn't have to throw me under the bus, but you didn't. not only throw me under the bus, you backed it up and pulled forward a couple times. So no, she comes to the show with the voodoo doll me. I'm going to kick that camera out of your...
I'm truly excited to see what Lexi's going to bring next to the NGW ring. And with her working with Preacher and Brujo too, I mean, you just never know what we're going to see next.
I mean, yeah.
And
we are always watching.
How does he have access to this stuff?
Scott, did you give him a link or anything?
No, it's not me. It's got to be Halbert. Halbert's got to be behind this.
He did pick him for that Right to Fight contract, but I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, maybe 1234 is not a smart password.
Did you set the password as 1234?
Well, yeah, that way I don't forget it.
Oh, well, that would explain why we're having all of these interruptions. But, yeah, well, outside of that little interruption there, I'd say that definitely going to be having a lot to expect here at Madness and Mayhem coming up Saturday, March 15th in Muskego, Illinois.
Yep.
We will be seeing next round in the NGW Women's Championship qualifier, Shaza McKenzie versus Lovely Liz Larkin. And it seems like Lexi doesn't really have a preference. I mean, seems like she might have a little bit more of a preference leaning towards Lovely Miss Larkin against Shaza, though.
Yeah, she had that voodoo doll, Lovely Miss Larkin, in, but she said she didn't care if Shaza advanced. She didn't care either one.
Given that voodoo doll, I think in the future, I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards I'd like to see her against Lovely Miss Larkin.
Yeah.
And we'll also have, for the first time, for the last time, the Freak versus the King of Chaos, Pretty Boy Floyd's final match in NGW.
Yep.
And Dexter Roswell is going to be defending his NGW Heavyweight Championship against Mickey Midas in a rematch. And that's going to be something to behold. Like you said, their last match together was their first time seeing each other. They both learned against each other. So next time it's going to be a lot more of a competitive battle, I would say.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be better. I mean, first time they stepped in the ring, I mean, you seen what they brought the first time. I mean, now they're more familiar with each other. And now Mickey's got that little bit of that chip on his shoulder. He wants that NGW title. Came so close last time. He wants to claim that NGW title this time.
And of course, the tables, ladders, chairs match between the Great Heathen Army, the FAM, and TNT for the NGW Tag Team Championships. I bet you're looking forward to this one, Scott.
Yeah. I'm just
ready. You ready to be in the ring for that one?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because I don't want to go through. I don't know. I'm going to stay out of the way for that one and let them destroy it. Because that's the good. Oh, great. There he is. He's free. The
comments now. Devil Pray Grave.
I think he's talking to you, Alex.
I don't understand. Don't understand emojis.
I think he was talking to you. It wasn't talking to me.
Okay. But, and I'm certain there are some more matches that haven't even been announced yet.
Well, I mean, we still got a little bit of time for the next show. So seems like every week we get a match.
Preacher, we don't know. He's going to be in action defending that new NGW Lightning Division Championship he's got. Yep,
we don't know.
Yeah. And also, we still have Playboy waiting in the wings with the Right to Fight contract for the NGW Heavyweight Championship. Could easily turn Dexter versus Mickey Midas into a three-way match.
Yeah, because, I mean, last show he was a little preoccupied with that Fans Bring Weapons match with him and Ricky Cruz, and now, you know, Ricky Cruz has moved on to Pretty Boy Floyd, and we still don't know what Playboy is going to do. He may be watching that match. He may be waiting. He said, you know, 2025 is going to be the year of PYT.
Yeah. We had Sid Holland saying that Preacher was saying the devil wears Prada.
Oh, okay. That's what it meant.
So that's what that message means. We got Sid Holland saying he'll be defending the Wrestling for a Cure championship.
Yep. Hopefully we won't have no distractions from Jason Halbert.
Yeah, just letting the Great Heathen Army run wild against everyone.
Exactly.
Hopefully yeah. They'll be in the back getting ready for their match.
Hopefully, yes.
But I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And I also want to give a shout out to our wonderful sponsors. We have Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muskego, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And be sure to go out and get your tickets now at ngw.ticketleap.com for Madness Mayhem coming up on March 15th.
Yep, early access gets you in the building like 30 minutes before the doors open. You get to pick your seat, guaranteed a floor seat. You get to pick where you want to sit. So if you want to pick the best spot, buy your tickets, come early, pick out your spot.
You want to be front row for that tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Exactly. I mean, you know, who wouldn't want to be there for that?
Yeah, who wouldn't want to sit front row to see Scott get hit with a chair?
I'm gonna slide so much in that ring, I'm gonna knock that camera right out of your hands.
Oh, but thank you again for everybody joining us today. Scott, do you have anything more before we go?
Nope. Now that you put in Lexi's head to make a voodoo doll, if I show up to NGW and there's a voodoo doll on me, me and you are gonna have words.
Good words, I hope.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this special Wednesday night episode of NGW High Voltage. We will return at our normal time and our normal day next Thursday.
Yep.
Thank you again for watching.